Hillsborough County Commissioner Brian Blair finds himself a marked man this year. The former professional wrestler turned GOP local legislator faces Don Cruz in the August primary, and there are three Democrats who'd love the opportunity to face him in November. They include environmentalist Dee Lane, financial planner Kevin Beckner, and entrepreneur Joe Redner. For Redner, it's his seventh time running for office. He came closest a year ago when he lost in a special runoff election to incumbent Gwen Miller. WMNF asked Redner if it was tough to come close and still be on the outside looking in.
I get along in my life just fine. I don't like to say this because I'm bragging. I'm a multi-millionaire. I don't even know what I'm worth. $25 million? I don't know. I don't care, really, except for the people that that work for me and that live through my businesses. I care about them, but. I have something to give. I know that I can improve things. I know that there's things I can fix. I know I have good ideas. I've weighed all these things in my mind. I thirst for knowledge of what's going on in current events. That's all I want to do, and then evaluate those things. That's my recreation. That's my entertainment. If the people want me, they can have me. Well, if they don't want me, then I'm going to go on with my life.
Sure. Now, we've got in this District 6 race, of course, Brian Blair is the target there on the Republican side if he gets through his primary. But you're entering this race where you actually have a couple other Democrats in this race. You've got Denise Lane, the environmentalist, and then you've also got Kevin Beckner. And I bring this up, Joe Redner, because I've heard from some local Democrats, people who have supported you in the past, and they're thinking, Joe Redner is always a great progressive voice, and we're really happy to have him in a race so we can get behind him. In this case, we already have a Democrat in the respect of Kevin Beckner, who's been out there for a while, gotten some endorsements, seemed to be somewhat of a progressive voice himself. Joe Redner now adds himself in this. Why this District 6 race?
Well, it's the only one I could run for. I couldn't run for any other one. Although some of those people that you're talking about, and I'm not going to name any names, tried to get me to move to another district or buy a house or use one of the houses that I have that I don't live there to run for office in another district. But that's dishonest as far as I'm concerned. I thought about it. I waited. I talked about it. And in the final analysis, in my mind, it was dishonest. I don't live in those districts. It's the only at-large district that's up for election this time. So if I wanted to run and put my input into how this county is run, I had to run in this district.
So the Hillsborough Democrats, some talk to you about maybe moving to a different district to run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the issues, actually. What do you think is the number one issue, if you were to be elected, that you'd want to work on that this county needs to be worked on right now?
Well, the number one issue encompasses a lot of issues. It's growth management. And that is, except for the budget, that's almost everything that the county does. The sheriff does his thing. That's the safety. And the only thing is the budget. You have to give him so much money. You have the health department. You have the clerk of the circuit court. They're all constitutional officers. They all get so much money. If you don't give it to them, they're going to go to the state. State's going to make you give it to them anyway. They take care of that. The growth management is what the county does. That's transportation. That's education, making sure there's schools where they have new developments. That's water and the environment, and those are all the things that the county commission now presently as a whole, not every county commissioner, but as a whole, those are all the things they're doing, things that are counterproductive as to those things. Say, yeah, we're doing this for education, but they're not. They're not doing the things that are necessary. Yeah, we're doing this to protect our water supply. No, they're not doing anything to protect our water supply, really. We have a drought going on right now and we have plenty of rain. We're not in a drought. We're overpopulated and we're overbuilt.
Now, you mentioned that, and that's been a big – a lot of people have said that over the last few years. Development, too much development. This county commission has been too developer-friendly. Ooh. Do you still continue to go on right now? Right?
Oh, yeah. The only thing is that the developers can't sell what they have. It's a phenom. It's something that's happening that they can't develop anymore. So it's not coming up to the county commission being brought to the forefront right now. But believe me, all these county commissioners, except for maybe Rose Ferlita, are in the pockets of the developers. Mark Sharp is a pleasant surprise. I did run against him one time. He beat me. He's a pleasant surprise. He's pretty pragmatic.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are in the pockets of the developers, and they do what they have no mind of their own. They do exactly what the developers want them to do, and they can't make a decision on their own.
Let's talk about, you mentioned Mark Sharp. Mark Sharp has really come out vocally in the last few months about transportation, about perhaps a light rail system. Mayor Iorio quoted in an interview recently talking about how the county commission needs to really pick up on this and get into it a little more than they have so far. She's talking about a possible ballot measure in 2010. I've heard you talk about this before, but transportation, this county needs, do you believe, get a light rail system going right now?
Absolutely. I may disagree. I believe we do need a light rail system. I'm not sure I agree with the way she wants to do it.
Why not?
Because she wants to take the existing tracks and put trains on those tracks. They don't necessarily service the areas that need to be serviced. It's the cheap way of doing it. If it's the only thing that can be done, then I'm going to go ahead and I can't talk them into doing something else or put something forth that that is a little different, like monorail and using the interstate system, because that's where the population centers have grown up around the interstate systems, and that's land we don't have to acquire to build the monorail system. I think it should be elevated in places where it needs to be elevated, run along the ground, of course, where it can. Lots of things to be done. But yes, we absolutely need a transportation system. I was at one of the mayor's meetings in her little hearing room that she has down there. Mark Sharp was there, and guess who else was there? All developers. All the and I think they're against this thing. They're for the as far as the dealing with the county commission, they're for another bypass road so they can expand the urban service area. We do not need to expand the urban service area. You have in Ventura County, California. They have stopped that. They passed a local countywide ordinance that stops that, and everything is going good. They're infilling. Schools are where they're supposed to be. All the things that the naysayers say are going to happen if you do that are not happening, and they're doing very well there, and we should be doing something like that right here.